From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, September 4th. As the North State heads into peak fire season, officials want residents ready with reliable sources of emergency information. NSPR's Eric Adams reports that while official channels remain the most trusted, community apps are helping people track fast-moving fires.
One way is by using WatchDuty. The app and website is run by more than 300 volunteers, many active or retired firefighters. It pushes out real-time updates, some from official sources, but also from scanner traffic and reports from fire crews in the field, which aren't always verified. WatchDuty's chief operating officer, Nick Russell, says the platform isn't meant to replace official sources, but to make wildfire information easier to follow in one place. A need, he says, was obvious during last year's Park Fire, which burned through four counties that all used different alert and mapping systems.
And you see a single map, single perimeter. We're not looking at county lines or borders. We take all those down because fires don't care about them, neither do we, and aggregate all those sources and put it into one place.
Experts warn that residents should pick their trusted sources before a fire starts. Dr. Stan Karanasius researches information systems at the University of Queensland in Australia. He says waiting until evacuation is too late.
Right, don't wait to that high-pressure situation where you have to juggle all sorts of things, looking after your family, evacuation, etc., to find out the right sources of information.
CAL FIRE told NSPR that wherever you get your information, make sure to always confirm its accuracy with an official agency. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And we've posted a guide on where to get official alerts and how to sign up for them at mynspr.org. In other news, California, Washington, and Oregon are launching a new joint effort to provide vaccine recommendations. Governor Gavin Newsom, Tina Kotek, and Bob Ferguson say the West Coast Health Alliance is a regional response to changes the Trump administration is making to the CDC. Officials say the alliance will ensure public health policies are guided by scientists, clinicians, and other public health leaders. It will also allow the states to coordinate health guidelines and align immunization recommendations. The governors cite mass firings at the CDC and the undermining of scientific integrity. They also mentioned Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s removal of all members of the agency's Committee on Immunization Practices. Supporters of Kennedy say he's making changes to rid the agency of undue influence from pharmaceutical companies and relying more on scientific results, not less. And a former correctional officer is suing the Tehama County Sheriff and District Attorney for allegedly framing her for insurance fraud. KRCR reports Yvette Blind worked for the county sheriff's office before she was arrested in 2023 for workers' compensation fraud while on extended leave. The DA's office investigated the case after a source told the sheriff that Blind showed no signs of injury. Blind's lawyer says doctors confirmed she was disabled at the time of the original case. They also claim that a judge had found Blind factually innocent. She claims she was forced into retiring by the sheriff and district attorney's offices. Also, a former staffer for California Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas has filed a lawsuit against him after she was fired last month. Cynthia Moreno was Rivas's press secretary from 2023 to early August of this year when she was fired following allegations of sexual harassment. Moreno denied the allegations. Now in her lawsuit, she accuses the speaker and his brother, Rick Rivas, of retaliation and unethical political conduct. In her lawsuit, Moreno claims the assembly didn't address complaints she made about sexual harassment from a colleague. A spokesperson for Rivas said he recused himself from an allegation into Moreno's alleged sexual harassment. She's seeking $35,000 in damages and a jury trial for the case. Additionally, it's been almost 2 years since Governor Gavin Newsom launched Care Court. The program was supposed to help get people with severe mental illnesses off California's streets by allowing judges to order them into treatment. But a new investigation from CalMatters has found the program has helped only a fraction of the number of people the Newsom administration projected it would. Marisa Kendall has the details.
Newsom's administration estimated Care Court could reach up to 12,000 people. We could only document 528 cases where someone received treatment. San Diego County got far fewer petitions for care than officials thought they would. The county's behavioral health program coordinator said big reasons could be that filing petitions for care can be really complicated and also time-consuming. LA County had the most petitions in the state, yet records show no one has graduated from the county's program. Counties are also seeing a lot of petitions for treatment get dismissed, which can happen if caseworkers can't find the person or if the person refuses services. In San Francisco, judges have thrown out nearly two-thirds of care court petitions.
That was CalMatters' Marisa Kendall. And finally, within the first 2 days of September, California officials say the state saw over 9,000 lightning strikes. These strikes from thunderstorms have sparked fires throughout Northern California. The U.S. Forest Service spokesperson, Adrian Freeman, says these conditions aren't unusual for this time of year. During the second half of the summer, California typically sees monsoonal moisture sweep in. That, on top of drier conditions, can make fires resulting from thunderstorms more common.
So this is something that we see every year and we prepare for every year. And it is not uncommon for this to hit in sort of the South Central Sierra up to the top, very northern parts of the state, and to spark fires from those lightning strikes.
Freeman says the Forest Service has mostly seen fires break out in rural areas. The Blue Fire, burning in Siskiyou County since early last week, is listed as having been caused by lightning, and there have been other recent small fires in several other North State counties. Forecasts say there will likely be more thunderstorms throughout the rest of the week, but they'll move further into mountain areas. And those were your headlines for Thursday, September 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.